Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Well, it's Monday morning, October the 18th, 2010. And here's a question for you. Are you optimistic or are you pessimistic? And does it really matter? You know, there are people we know who are optimists, and then there are people we know who are really pessimists. And usually we can tell which is which by their actions and by their speech. But does it really matter one way or the other? I mean, does it really make any difference if you're optimistic or pessimistic? I think it does. Now, for pessimists, even if something is going well, they're the first ones to say things like, "Well, it probably won't last." Ever heard that before? Sure, we all have. Well, let me ask you something. When you hear something like that, "Oh, well, it probably won't last," does that inspire you, encourage you? No, absolutely not. You know, they say things like, "Oh, there has to be a catch here somewhere." Or, "Oh, I've seen things like this before. It'll never pan out." You know, we've all heard statements like that before, and it never inspires or encourages anyone, especially the one saying it. But that's the verbiage of a pessimist. Now, on the other hand, optimistic people, they not only enjoy the moment, but they have an excitement for life and a great anticipation for the future. They're possibility thinkers. They're solution-minded. They're problem solvers. And how do you feel when you're around those kinds of people? Inspired? Encouraged? You know, even when the situation looks rather bleak, they are the ones who see through the storm to the blue skies ahead. Now, 2 points here. If you're a pessimist, then maybe you should just keep your mouth closed until you can learn to change what you're dumping all over people. Yes, I said dumping. It doesn't help or inspire anyone, especially you. And by the way, a little sidebar here. I'm not talking about being naively optimistic. "Oh, everything's just great. No problems in my life. In fact, no problems in the whole world anywhere. Everything is just great." Now, I'm not talking about being like that. You know, just saying positive things and acting like everything is going okay when it's not doesn't help your circumstances or situations. Maybe you need to have someone help you. Maybe you need to spend some time in prayer. Maybe you need to make some difficult decisions to see some positive changes in your life. And you can deal with those things without being pessimistic and without being a naive optimist, as I call it. Okay, a little sidetrack there. But again, the first point I want to make is, if you are pessimistic, be quiet until you can learn to be optimistic, because it certainly doesn't help you out at all. And in fact, it's very detrimental to your life, and it doesn't inspire anyone else either. Am I getting a little too heavy here? Well, so what? Second point, our surroundings affect us. Our food affects us. Our home environment, you know, where we live, the people we hang out with. Now, I know we love people and we want to help and inspire them, but you know what? There comes a point when you have to love yourself enough to not hang out with pessimistic, complaining, whining, blaming people. Yes, absolutely, you can love them. But if you can't help them and inspire them, don't let them drag you in the mud. You know, it's better to have one good friend than 100 negative, pessimistic buddies. It's called choose your friends wisely. And in closing, a number of years ago, I heard this story, and I kind of doubt that it ever really happened, but it makes a really good point. A man had 2 sons. One was a joyful optimist, always looking on the bright side and expecting the best. The other boy was the complete opposite. He was a miserable pessimist. Well, one day, the father decided to conduct a little experiment. He filled one room with toys and games and all kinds of fun things, and he placed his pessimistic boy in that room. Meanwhile, he then filled another room with horse manure, about 3.5 feet high, and he put the optimistic boy in that room. Well, the dad waited for about 2 or 3 hours, and then he decided to go check on the boys. The pessimistic son was standing with his hands on his hips, still looking at all the goodies in the room with a very suspicious expression on his face. He was wondering why all this stuff was there. What's the catch? This can't really be true. I mean, what's going on here? Life can't really be that great. But in the other room, the optimist was smiling while standing deep in the manure and shoveling it as fast as he could over his shoulder. "What are you up to?" the dad asked the son. "Well, Dad, with all this horse crap in here, I figured there's got to be a pony in here someplace." You know something? We weren't born optimistic or pessimistic. Those things are learned. Therefore, we have a choice. And if we need to, we can unlearn something. We can dismiss it, put it off, and put on what we do desire in our life. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. And remember, if you're a subscriber, no need to bookmark the site or check back to see if something new is posted, because whenever something new is posted, if you're a subscriber, you'll get notified personally, and it doesn't cost you anything to be a subscriber to the blog. As a matter of fact, if you are a subscriber to the blog, I'll give you a free gift. It'll be a lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Well, thanks for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.